Cleaning Our Closet. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today, Cleaning Our Closet. Everyone has a closet somewhere. Everyone has a collection of items somewhere that they haven't used for a day, a week, a month, a year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. And you sort of hang on to the things. You just sort of hang on to them. You put them in the back of the closet. You try on the clothing, and if they are too big, you put them with the too big clothing. If they're too small, you put them with the too small clothing, whatever range they are. But we live from moment to moment, day to day, and every day is a new day for us. Every day is a new day in our life. Do we have the ability, and really it is an ability, do we have the ability to dispose of things that we haven't used for a good long time? Have we the ability, the courage to throw away, give away, sell, release, and somehow just take it out to the dumpster? Do we have the ability to take things that we haven't used, that we aren't using, that we aren't going to use them, and if we are going to use them, we probably want to buy something new? Can we? Do we have the ability to throw it away, to get rid of it? Well, if we do, then we are very blessed. Most people hang on to things because they have memories, not because they fit or don't fit, or not because they are things that they want or don't need. The thing is, we hang on to them because they're there. And every time we page through the things that we have in our storage, every time we look at the clothing in our storage, every time we look at the items that we have kept for many years, it brings back the memory of when we were using them and when they were useful to us and when it was kind of fun. But then we put them back in the closet and forget about them for another period of time. Our closet should be our everyday use things. Our closet should be filled with things that we use all of the time. And whenever we are not using something, if we have the courage to take that something and give it away, throw it away, dispose of it. Now, let's consider giving it away and how we might give it away to somebody. So we have a lovely bathrobe that we enjoyed using for a long time. It's still in good condition. But it's a bathrobe that we haven't used for a long time because we have a new one or because we just have no need for it. It's perhaps too heavy or too light or whatever, and we just don't use it. Now, if we are going to give something to somebody else, we say, well, somebody else could use that. What are we saying? What we are saying is that we want to have someone else store our junk for us. Because every time we go over to their house, we see our item at their house and we say, oh, that was mine. I gave that to you. It's yours, you know, but it was mine. And it was something I had. And our memory lasts with it. If we can just have the courage to really go to the dumpster and dump it in there and put a lot of trash on top of it and throw out items little by little. Now, if we will do this every day, if we will do this all of the time, whenever we have something that we're no longer using, that we can put aside like that, well, I might use it, or I might look at that, or those are wonderful papers, or those are things I had saved for a long time. Well, have you used them? Do you need them? Are you going to use them? Are they something that are vitally important? And the answer is no. We have so many things that we can look up on the internet. We have books, we have manuals on various cameras and various items that we've had and had. Some of the items we don't even have anymore, and we still have the manuals. And it is so wise if we can dispose of them, just dump them, just throw them. And if we ever have a need for them, we go on the internet and look it up and bring it up and have the current manual, have the current information that we would like to have for it. But our ability to clean house, to clean our closet is not really very strong, because we always seem to want to hang on to things. It seems as though that's the truth about a dust in a closet, too. Did you ever sweep out a closet? Did you ever have a closet that you took all the things out of it, and you emptied it all out, and you determined what you're going to keep, and what you're going to save, what you're going to give away, and what you're going to throw away? And then you finally decide, hey, do I really want to do that? I have had cars at different times that I no longer wanted. They're good cars. They had value to them, and I would use them easily. But when I gave them to someone else, then when they had a problem, they say, oh, I had a flat tire. The tires were all worn out. Oh, the transmission and all the things in the car, the little things here and there. And, oh, yeah. Now, one time we sold a motorhome that we had. We had many motorhomes. And we sold this beautiful big motorhome that we loved so very much. We used it for years, and we got our money's worth out of it absolutely, completely, wonderfully. And we said that. We said we certainly got our money's worth out of that motorhome. And then we sold it. And the person we sold it to said, well, I want this in order, and I want that in order, and I want the other thing in order. And we said to him, my goodness, at the price we're offering it to you, you can do those things yourself. We'll have to increase the price if we're going to do those things, because this is an as-is thing. And then the person was very unhappy, and he was very disgusted, and he was talking about these, but he still bought the motorhome, because it was a good buy. And we have in our hearts an unhappy relationship with that person. We don't know him. He's the person from across the country who happened to read the ad about the motorhome, and he came here and bought it. But the thing is, we have an unhappy attitude about him. Now, why should we have an unhappy attitude in our heart, in our mind, about anybody? About anybody. Why should we have an unhappy thought in our mind about anybody to whom we gave something? We gave them our trinket. We gave them something, or we sold something to them, and they said, hey, that's not good. That's why you don't sell to your relatives, and you don't give away to your relatives, even though you think you do sometimes. But they'll always say, oh, that was a clunker that they gave me. That was a dumb thing that they gave me. Oh, that was half worn out. And how strange and how unhappy that is. We don't have to live our lives like that. We can learn how to clean out our closet. We can learn how to give away or dispose of things that we're no longer using, no longer important to us. And when we do that, what a lovely closet we have. What a lovely house we have. What a lovely garage we have. When we start cleaning out the things we don't want in there, cleaning out the things that are no longer useful, no longer beneficial, no longer helpful at all. Now, how can we learn how to do that? How can we learn how to clean out our closet? Well, the biggest problem we all have is possession. It belonged to us. We got it. It was our hat, our coat. It was our books. It was our treasures. It was our trinkets. And we're possessed by them. And instead of just taking those things that we're no longer using and we don't recommend for anybody else, and we oftentimes you give a book to the library and they say, well, we don't want a book with your signature in it. We want a book that is clean and nice and new so that the library readers don't go looking and say, oh, this belonged to that person. Whenever you give something away, there's always that possession connected. How wonderful it is if we can just take the things that we no longer use, no longer want, and put them in the trash. Taking them and throwing them out and perhaps taking the garden hose and sprinkling it over a little bit so that it's unpleasant. And then we won't want it. We won't go back and retrieve it. We won't try to use it again. But we let go. When we learn to clean our closet, and in cleaning our closet, we are learning how to be non-possessive. And when we learn to do that, we'll find that everything in our life becomes a treasure of great joy and beauty because it's something that we're using now. It's something that we're enjoying now. It's something that is in our world now. And how wonderful that is. And all of those things that have memories, that's the past. Let it go. They were good memories. They were wonderful. And some of the things we want to get rid of are really good, really wonderful, really in very excellent condition, like brand new almost. But get rid of it. Throw it in the trash. If you can release it that way, then there's no possession. Then there's no, oh, I gave that to so-and-so, or I gave that to so-and-so, and they didn't appreciate it, or they thought that was wonderful, or they really loved it, or they needed it. If you want to give a gift to someone, buy it new for them, or give them money, and let them buy what you want. And just take an envelope and say, "Dear beloved, I want to give you a gift for your birthday, but I'm not sure exactly what you would like, but I know you know what you'd like. So please take this money and buy whatever it is that makes you happy this birthday time." And even that's a possession. Don't give a check, because a check makes sure that they know who's giving it. Give it in cash. Give it in cash in an envelope and give it to them and say, "Here, this is yours." And then release it and let it go and never think about it again. And when you can do that, then you are really cleaning your closet very well. You are doing things in a beautiful way. You don't have junk that you want to give away. You don't have things that you want to give to somebody else. You have already disposed of them wonderfully, beautifully, grandly. We have computers that no longer work. They're out of date. To bring them up to date would cost more than buying a new computer. We have all sorts of gadgets around, printers by the score. We have all sorts of things, and they don't mean a thing to us. Now, we can take them down to the printer company and let them work on them and have them and replace them and let them make some money on it, and that's fine. But for us to drive all the way down there to the printer company with those things and give it to them and let them do it, it's more expensive for us, more bothersome for us than just to take it to the trash. Take it to the trash. Let go. Let go of all things that no longer are of any value in your world, in your life, in your time, and live in the now. And live in the now by cleaning out our closet. As we are cleaning our closet, we are finding that there's room for lots of beautiful things, and everything is wonderful. So, clean your closet if you like. I know I'm doing it in mine. And I'm doing it more and more and more. And every time I look in a box and there are things in there that I'm not going to use for ever, I take them and trash them. And when I do that, I feel very good inside because I no longer have that in my back closet. It's a control over me. We can all clean out our closets. I know I do. And I feel so happy every time I clean out my closet. Join me in this wonderful activity, and you find that this activity means more to you than you could ever dream. Have a wonderful day. Clean your closet in every way. I love you. I love you. I love you.